the Fatten Lay. How could you say this? When you bring Shemen by itself, that Pshita there, what's matter is only its own matinus. Its own matnoisa is what's matter it. And still we'll soon see there's no Din Pigle. So how could you tell me now by the regular Mitzvah, when he brings his Korban Oshim, and then he has the Shemen, what's matter it is only the Shemen itself, and therefore it's Chal Pigle. Here we see it's not Chal Pigle.
And like Rashi explains, so it's only now where the Mitzvah brings his Korban Oshim today, and he brings the Luke tomorrow. So if he brings the Shemen tomorrow, for sure the only thing that's not to that Shemen is only its own Matnaisah. And so we see, V'loim Mefadlilim. The time you learn like this, Lug Shemen Shel Mitzvah. This Lug that the Mitzvah brings, Chayov Amol Mishon Pigur B'fnei, Shedam Matiroi, Rebohem Asidir Rebbe Meir. That Rebbe Meir says, yes, there is a Din Pigur upon the Shemen. Why? Because what matter to put the Shemen on the behemoth of the Mitzvah, the Matan Dam, that first you have to put the Dam, and then you put the Shemen on top of the Dam. Rashi says, Shedam Hashem Mefadlen. The Alpha P, Shor Yolema, V'yol Yacha, so you only need to bring it in 10 days from now. But still, if you bring it right now, the Taka makes Pigle, Dibu Rabbi Meir. Only remember, Rabbi Meir, Chom said, that's Rabbi Meir, why? From my order, maybe Yashom, my Achshav, for Lug Mikan, that I saw Yemen. Mitzvah could bring his Korban Oshim today, and Lug Shemen, he could bring it 10 days from now. If so, Mechura, the Dam, is not what's being Mata, the Shemen. So why is the Chal Pigle upon the Shemen? Omal Hench, Rabbi Meir said, that's the Chomim, Afani Meir Mat, even me myself also, when did I say that Chal Pigle upon the Shemen, and the Baburim Oshim? Only when the Shemen is coming the same time as the Korban Oshim. They only say, if the Shastas Rikus, they have heard of the Korban Oshim, yet in mind the Machshavas Pigul, that it's Chal Pigul in the Korban, who are then it's Chal Pigul upon the Shemen? But now when you bring the Shemen by itself, so here you see, when you bring the Shemen by itself, even though its own Matzneisov is Matarit, still it's not Chal Pigul. So how could you tell me before that by the Shemen, its own Matzneisov is Matarit, it is Pigul? So Mar says, Emma Rada Omarev Yimia, Liyon Omarev Yimayhi, we know the Bryce before goes to Korn Trevi Meir. The Sami Mikan Nusachim Enechnami, take out of it Nusachim. That we say there's Pigul by the Shemen Shel Mitzvah, Avad it means the Shemen Shel Mitzvah that's coming with the Korban Oshim at the same time. And since it's brought at the same time, therefore we say the Dam is like Matarit, therefore the Dam can make Pigul. It says Nusachim here, and Meir says Nusachim does not become Pigul. Enechnami, take out the word Nusachim. Nusachim by itself does not become a Pigle. Omer Abai, Sabai says back, no. You do not have to take out of this Braisa the Loch of Nesachim, of the Mincha or the Yain that's brought. The Tana learn like this better. Lug Haboim Oshem. Just like you're saying by the Lug Shemen. When is it Chal Pigle? When is it brought with the Korban Oshem? So I'll tell you the same thing. Ruadim Nesachim. Haboim Im Azevach. That only means the Nesachim that's brought with its Korban. The Shash you bring the Korban, then you bring the Milka right after it, or the Yayin, that's when it's Chal Pigul upon the Nesachim. Brought the Tony, then the Bryce learns, Nesachim Aboyim with Niyatman, what's going to be Nesachim is brought by itself, a day later, it's like an out Chal Pigul upon the Nesachim. And Bu Adin, the same law applies, and Luke Aboyim with Niyatman, also that's not Chal Pigul, therefore there's no Sira. So since when they come by themselves, there's no material to them, and Echnani, therefore there's no Din Pigel. Then the Mishnah says, Chatis Oif, Zom Mamati Rish Tesor Lekhanim. A Chatis Oif, when the mate is Rikas Adam by it, that's the matter of the Bok Lekhanim. Minoan Emini, how do we know this? Rashi says, the Chatis Oif Mechelis. How do we know that's the Loch of the Chatis Oif? The Tony Levi, the Levi learned, the Pesuk says, Kol Korbonom, Kol Rabbis, Luke Shem and Shem Mitzvah. Rashi says, Gabi Seidim Matonis Kuna, Shnei Meliyaren, Alefei De Pashas Kayach, the Zayi Lechot says all the Matonis Kuna you give, Shabbat, the Kosh HaKadosh, and Techlemi Kudorish Lohoki, Kodu, that we might give to the Kanim, means anything. The Rabbi thought, even the Luke Shem and Shem Mitzvah, even that is Nechol to the Kanim. Because I did, because otherwise, Sakut, the Chamin Chavra, thought to say, Minesh Kosh HaRachmona, when do we give matnas kuna? Only something that is the meal that's burnt on the Mizbeach. The rest of it goes to Kohanim. So I love Moisim and Eshul, Mashenkin, the Luke Shem and Shematzera. That nothing goes on the fire. So maybe the leftover of it does not go to the Kohen, Kamash Milan. But even this goes to the Kohen. So for sure, Chat the Seif, that there is that for sure, that goes to the Kohen. Then we dash him in front of yourself, the Cholmin, Choysom, the Rabbis, Minchas Oina. The Minchas Oina also is Necho for the Kohanim. A Minchas Hakneus, when the Seif brings a Mincha, the leftover of the shrine goes to the Kohanim. We need a special posse, because otherwise, Sakwadat, the Chaminach, I would have thought to say, the Yochlu Oysa Mashakip of him, the posse says, that the Kohanim eat something that's left over from a Kapora, something that was brought for a Kapora. I would have thought that a Minchas Seima will have to ask you. Minchas Seima is only coming to the Matir. It's not coming for a Kapora. It's only be coming to the Matir, Chodesh, in the Medina. Or Minchas Kimer, it's not that a site that brings a Mincha, Levar Roman Cross is only coming to see if really had his miss or not. But it's not coming for a Kapora. So I would have thought to say maybe the Kohanim cannot eat from it. Kamashmon, that's the Chiddush, the Choman Chaisam, even a Minchas Ayim and a Minchas Kimer. Then the Potter says, Vachorcha, Chaisam, the rabbis chat is safe. Even marbe chat is safe also goes to the Kohanim. Because otherwise, sagot ad chaminuch meveli, I would have thought to say, chat is safe, listen, that shechita was not done to it, only a malika. So by regular chulim, if you make a malika, it's a nevela. So I would have thought to say, even though the avodah sakotchim is to make a malika with the hand to cut the neck, but maybe it's not mater bachilo. Kamashmulon, yes, that for kotchim, this is considered like a shechita, that the Kohanim are allowed to eat from the Chat HaSoif. So this is the maskonet we've asked them before, that the Kashi was non immediately that a Chat HaSoif is Nechol when you hear the Ika Joshua. But a Chol Chat HaSoif is the Rabbis Chat HaSoif. Then we dash in a Chol HaShomom, the Rabbis Oshem Mitzorah V'Yashem Mitzorah. Also, the boss that goes to Kohanim. Because otherwise, Fakut, that the Chemin HaRavah thought to say, Lahach Shekrosi, these things are not coming for Kaparo, it's only coming to the machshir of the person to let him become Torah, to let him mitzvah with the nose become Torah. Kamash Malan. For the Gemara Osher Mitzvah, the Hedik Sivvei, it says clearly in the parasha of Osher Mitzvah, it says, the Nechal. So what do you mean, the Chiddush War? And rather, the Ika Joshua is, the Rabbish Osher Nozir, Kosher Mitzvah. The Ika Chiddush is, that an Osher Nozir has the same look like an Osher Mitzvah, that the leftover is Nechal Mekanim. Now we dash in the book says, Asher Yoshivu Zegezel Ager Lachohu, that you stole from a girl. The Lachor is, if you swore false, and then later you made it, the Lachor is, you have to hear back to Karen V'chemish and bring a Korban Oshem. So let's say you stole from a girl, and let's say there's no Yoshem, the girl died, you have nobody to pay back the money to. So Lachor is supposed to pay it back to a Kohen. So dash in Lachohu Shalachor Yehei means Afil Lekadosh Baruch Hu Efeisha. The Kohen could use this money now even to marry a wife with it. Because it's his money completely. Tanya Reb Lezrein Mishum Reb Yossi Haglili Pigul Bedover Nasta Vachutz Pigul. If you make Pigul and something is done outside the Avodah Vachutz, it's Pigul. But Bedover Nasta Bifnim Le Pigul. If you have the Machshev is Pigul and an Avodah is supposed to be done Bifnim, this is not called Pigul. What does he mean to say? Soon explain. Kate said Hoyoyim Vachutz, the Kohen is standing outside. The Yomani says like this, Hareni Sheikhit, I'm shechting this even the Chatas Apanim. Lahaz Reis Midam Olamachar, that I have money to make Azrael Saddam tomorrow, Le Pigul, it's not called Pigul. Why? Shemach Shavu Bachutz, Badov and Asa Bethnim. Since the Azois of this Chatas Apanim is done inside the Kodesh, that's not called Pigul. Since you're outside, Bishash Chit is done outside, and already take the dam inside. So b'shas in the outside of a machshav of San Pnim, that does not make pigul. What's going to be hoy under the Pnim, when the Kohen was making their voice inside? For Yomani said then, Hareni mazda almanas lahakte emurim. I have in mind now to make these zrikis, almanas to burn the emurim tomorrow, or else for l'shpech shirayim l'mochor, to pour the shrine tomorrow on the mezbech achitzayim. And the emurim, the burning of the emurim, and the shrine goes on the mezbech achitzayim. So here the Kohen is inside, and he's thinking about bringing an avodah of chutz tomorrow. Again, let pigul, it's not called pigul. She machshava b'fnim, the dover nasa b'chutz. He had a machshava when he's inside, to do something outside that's no good. But the case is, ha'yoyimid b'chutz. The Omer Hareini Shechet, he shechted now the Schatas Apnim. Lishpech Shreim Lamocha, have a mind to spill the leftover blood on the Mizbech Achitzen tomorrow. Or Lahakir Mulu Lamocha, that's called Tigel. Why? Shemach Shava Bachutz, Badova Nasa Bachutz. This is the case that's called Tigel on the Schatas Apnim, where you're doing the Avoid Bachutz, and you have a mind to make the Achilu also Bachutz. Alright, we'll stop there. We are really up to Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. We just said over again the last sugya on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The last sugya we had again was the Mas Nisin. We have to have a Hezbro in the mission in the Braisa. The time we're going to know this. In Nem Nukalis Lom Nem Chamurus. We in Nem Chamurus Lom Nem Chamurus. How can the prophet says two things that a person eats it when he's tummy, he has an Amish. And as soon as he comes up to me, Maisa and Shuma. So it's thrown. In Rama, Kazuma just said the Kalas to Maiser, for Reichem was not the true law, but Yisem would have said, they're not like Kalas, but love. If he's the Kal, Yichai, the love. The Rechemus, the Misa. The Kachnema, the Chemus, therefore that's the same Chemus, we'll soon see what it means. The Kuruch, right? On Shmais, the only over love, but on Shumi, the over Misa. We'll soon see. Now, the Yimlema, Chemus, would have just said Chemus, the true law. For Reichemus, the Kalas, wouldn't say Maiser, Yisiona. Alachamus, Yechayv, and Echam, if you eat Chumah, when you're Tomei, you'll be Chayv. But the Alachalus, Yepoto, maybe if you eat the Kalus, Yepoto, altogether. The Kachnem, the Kalus, therefore have to say Kalus also. This is the Braisa. Now we have Sefer Hezra. This is the way, Reb Zvi will explain it. That Amor says, my Kalus to my Chamus, what's called the Kalus, what's called the Chamus? And if you want to tell me Kalus is Maiser, and Chamus is Chumah, the person eats these two things when he's tummy. So what are you telling me then? Well, you saying I would have said that the Misa, that what I would have said that true, Mishai Misa, for the Gemara, it's not true. Hashtunam, you have a Misa, it's not true. That on Misa, you only overlap if you eat when you're tummy. And on Chumay, it's not a Chai Misa. Secondly, we learn them, if we want to say the Yisrael, the Misa, I would have said the Chai Misa, how could that be? If we want to say the Chamus, the Chai Misa, how could you learn from a Kavuchemer from Israel? A Kavuchemer is always a swarm of Dayai, love and Minadin, and Yus Kanadin. Since you're learning it out, the Chlau from Israel, Truma can't be more common than Israel. So if Israel is only alive, I will not know the Truma from Israel. And rather must be like this. Kaleis means Truma Sheretz. That if the person became Tumma because he touched the Sheretz, he's a Rishon of Tumma. Chamus means Truma's Mace. If the person touched the Mace, then he's also considered an Avat Tumma. For the mother mind, what are we talking about? Either Truma is this Kohen, that's Tummy. If there is Truma, either the Misa, what's the difference? How the Kohen is Tummy? Whether he's come Tummy through an Avatoma, or whether, and then he became a Rishon, or whether he becomes an Avatoma, what's the difference? In both places, the Bichai Misa. They say, secondly, Lakachne no Chamus. The Bilavo, the Misa, that it says Chamus to teach us, that there's Misa. And what are you telling me again? We learn them, we say, we Misa. And if it went to said, I wouldn't end up with Kabbalah Chaymer, again, the question is, die and love me, I didn't, yes, can I then? How can I end up with Kabbalah Chaymer? Luchuyam, it can't be more Chomer than the Tumas Sheretz. So therefore, it can mean Kal or Tumas Sheretz, and Chomer means the Tumas Meis. The Bach and the Smeis, you can tell me what we're talking about now, that the person is eating Meis, and that is true. Tumas Kala means Tumas Sheretz. Tumas Chama means a mace. And it's talking about a day of eating mice. So what are you telling me? In the name of Chamus, if we went to say the Chamus, are you saying I would have said then, Ala Chamus the Misa, or Tumas Sheretz, Kasia? How could you say that? You want to tell me, if we went to say the Chamus, I would have said, Ala Chamus, the Chai Misa. Why? Because you're only going to ask the Kamu Chaymer from the Tumas Kal. It's saying, Ala Tumas Sheretz. Kasti, you're learning it out from the Tumakal when you only touch the Sheretz, but you're only Rishon HaTumah, is so, with Daya Levin Rabin, Yus Kanadin. How could you tell me that the fact you touched the mace, that's more Chomer, Yechayv Misa, how could you learn out from the Kabbal Chaymon from Tumakala? From a Sheretz, if a Sheretz is only the land, so the Kabbal Chaymon can't be more Chomer than the first thing. That's called Daya. So the kids say, what's shot in this Bryson? Now the Gemara says, Omar, Ziri comes to explain this Braisa. that kalus means tumah sheretz, enoch remi. If the person only became tumah through a sheretz, he's only a rishon tumah. Chamuris means tumah mace, where he touched the mace, and therefore he's another tumah. Vochi kamunah, the person means to say, even tumah sheretz. If we would have just said the pasha where the person is tumah through a sheretz, remember mace of a tumah. And what is that? It's also to teach mice in your tummy. And it's also to teach shumu in your tummy. Will I learn them to miss mice? And it would not say the parasha when you touch the mace. Or ye say, then it would have said like this. Ala kalos belav, vi ala chamuris b'misa. Then it would have said like this. Ala kalos true. If you only eat mice, belav. You only have belav. Vi ala chamuris b'misa. And when you eat shumu, when you tell me you chayv misa, now only the kalos ala chamuris b'misa. That means when you just tell me a tumah sheretz and you eating truma, you chayv misa. Yes, I would have thought also to say then chamuris nami ala kalos b'misa. So in the case where you became tumah through a mace, that you have a tumah chomer on you, and now you go to eat mace or a kal, maybe you also chayv misa. That's what I would have thought to say. In other words, either one is not to mechayev yemisa. Either you're eating truma when you tell me the tumas kal, or else when you have a tumas mace on you, even eating maisa, maybe you chayev misa. And then I don't say diet, because I'm not learning it out from truma when you chayev misa. Maybe one of the two is not to mechayev yemisa. Lekach nem mechamuris. Therefore the Torah says now that even when you tell me mace, you chayev misa. When? Only if you eat truma. Then if you eat maisa, that mice is always only alive. There's nothing more than alive if you eat mice when you're coming. The Rashi says, even says tumas mace by mice to teach us that you only have alive, nothing more than alive. Now the Mishnah says, kol sheyesh lo matirin, bein liyad and bein lemizbeach, chayav mano mishum pigal. Anything that you need a matir, even though like by korban olah, that the zirika is only matir the emirim or the breath to be on the mizbeach, that's also korban achila. And therefore, he couldn't make the besa pigle. Tell me about one of the verse like this. Maybe you only bring something like shlamim. So Rashi says this is a ratio of the price of the first kanim, linyan pigle kufani. That yachon no ye chayiv ben ala shlamim. Maybe you only chayiv pigle ala korban shlamim. That's the shayla. Tamanayna, linyan tumor, viyanozim kotche. It says the ruchas tumor, stay away from the kotchim. Or a kam yalef meisa chilu chilu mitumah. A pigle be over yet in the meisa. But just like by if the korban is tamei, you're not allowed to eat any korban, and then who had been meisa applies to any korban, so then that pigle also applies to any korban. So that's the person saying. Or yein the meisa yalef yeitsa bishlamim. Or yein the Rashi says, ma'am yalef yeitsa bishlamim, shekra leprat omer, kan. So maybe it's only halachas of shlam that has pigle, and ma shlamim miyuchodim necholim l'shnei yomim v'nai l'echod. Says I'm calling shlamim that halachas are you'll have to eat the meat of it for 2 days and one night in between. I've called nechol l'shnei yomim v'nai l'echod. Any korban that you'll have to eat for 2 days and one night. That on those korbanos will maybe will be in this a pigle. But nechol yomim v'nai l'echod, let's say a korban chatis, that you could only eat it for 1 day and one night. How do I know also there's nisa pigalecha on it? Tom Lemon, the person says, mi basa. It says, Rashi says, next year we'll mi basa udichsin, kai pigal. Mi basa zeva hashlamim. Biolokoi v'nefa shechazim ben avonatisa. The next word, ra basa, mashna any basa kachim. As long as there's matirim for this basa, and you have in mind the machshavas of pigal, it's ha pigal upon the basa. So, kol shashirayim necholim, any korban that left over it, you'll not eat, like the korban chatis. But maybe a korban oila, shein shirei necholim minayim. How do we know there's nis a pigle chal even on the korban oila, even though there's no heft to eat it? Tam lo, and this the pasuk says, zavach. So next the word, zavach. Mashma. And any korban it goes. Minayim l'rabbis, oifas yamnachas. How do we know even my oif? And by mink also could be chal pigel. Achinimaber luk shemen shal mitzaya. How do I know to include even the luk shemen that's brought on the korban oshem of mitzaya that if you make tigger on the korban hashem, it's chavius pigger upon the lib shem and also. Psalm 11, the passage says, asher hein makdishim li, that anything that makdish to me, mash with chavius a pigger. The also nicer, and from this to learn out, just like that pigger of chavius, or our core problem in the Yikud Yash is so far that the Yisra Tumah, that you're not allowed to eat any kachin if you're Tamei. So now Tam Levis of Asher Hei Magdishim Li. Now the Yassi Neisa Chilachil Li Tumah. Along that says the word Chilal by Neisa, it says the word Chilal by Tumah. So now that just when the Korban is Tamei, any Korban starts to eat, the same thing, any Korban that becomes Neisa, it's left over its time, you're not allowed to eat it. And the Yassi Tigil, often not in the Neisa. It says the word oven by Tigel and says the word oven by Neser. So just like Tigel applies to Okabonis, the same thing Neser also, the same thing Tigel also applies to Okabonis. Now the Gemara says, in the Yach, as you say from the rabbis, Kodever, now that I'm coming to him, any Kodan has the use of Tigel on it, is so Lomo Nema Shlomim. How come the main thing it says Tigel by the Kodan of Shlomim? So Miyat Lomo now comes to teach us, Miyat Lomoloch. Ma shlamim, just like a korban shlamim, miyuchadim sheish lamatirim, that a korban shlamim, there is something that's matter it. There is this rikas adam that makes the heter bein liyodim, bein lemizbeach. It's matter the boss over the people to eat, for the owner of the kohen, and it's also matter to put the imurim on the mizbeach. It is so af kol, sheish lamatirim, who did any korban that needs, or any type of kochim, that needs a matter to make it mitzvah, namely yodim, namely mizbeach, chayav mo l'mishum pigel. That's how we know the din of our Mishnah. Anything that needs a matter, whether the matter is like by korban eilo, to put it on the mizbeach, or whether the matter is to be able to eat like a mincha, the shirayim left over the mincha, it's chayav mo l'mishum pigel. And that's limit for shlomim. Just like by shlomim, the zrik of dam is matter both the bosor and the amir to be put on the mizbeach, who had been any matter of boss or any mirim, is also, could make an isapigal. Now the Mishnah says, O'ayla, dhamma matter as pesolim is beach, that by korban o'ayla, when you make this rikas adam, it's matter the boss to be put on the mizbeach, the mirim did the boss to be burnt, samer is chalpigal. The o'ayla is the kanim, who had been this rikas matter the kanim, to have enjoyment from the skin of the korban o'ayla. O'ayla's oif, what do we do about the bird? Dhamma matter as pesolim is beach, the same thing, you burn the whole thing. But what's matter to put it on the mizbeach? The zrika sadam. So therefore it's called a matir, and therefore the Yadda Machshava to burn it tomorrow, it's chal with the pigle upon the vessel. Chatis seif, on earth it's a chatis, dhamma matir es pesol akadim. It's zrika sadam, it's matir akadim, to eat the vessel of the seif. And poem on the swafim, mizim on the swafim, dhamma matir es imun, we call it, that by the poem on the swafim, even though the meat is burned outside, but I call upon the imun, the fat is burnt on the mizbeach apnim, so that's also called an achila, and we need a matter this week as Adam is matter it, therefore there would be a chalpigal. But a maitseni as a kaimus vessel of oida, the actorus, or minchas kaimim, the Mishnah says, or minchas kaim Mashiach, or minchas Mesochim, the Adam, but these things, since these things are only matter other things, but it's not nothing to be matter itself, the kaimus you could burn right away on the Mizbeach, something of oida, something of actorus, and minchas kaim, no thing is burnt, there's no heter. So these things do not have a matter to itself. It's only in itself is the matter. So you could do it. Therefore, it's not chal pigel on it. Rabbi Shimon or Shimon says a chiddush that ma shlamim miyuchadim sheyesh b'al mizbeach chitzon. The Shimon says, since it says a parsha pigel by korban shlamim, there's another limit here. The limit is just like by shlamim only applies to mizbeach chitzon and the chiyavim olof yichayiv pigel on his korban shlamim. Of course, any other korban, the reminder has to be though, sheyesh na mizbeach chitzon, that this korban goes on mizbeach chitzon, then chayav mo l'mishum pigel, that it's possible to have an issur pigel on this korban. But what does it mean to say, Reb Shimon, that yotzei poron ha'nisrofim, the poron ha'nisrofim are excluded here, or else the serum ha'nisrofim are also excluded, chayav l'shein ha'mizbeach chitzon, kishlamim, since these avodas are mizbeach apnim, they're not on the mizbeach chitzon, like a korban shlamim. Therefore, Bishim Rhodes, Ein Chayav Mono Mishum Pigol. Therefore, there's no Mr. Pigol on these poor Manasrofim or Syrian Manasrofim. On the Ma, what we just say, Kiyotze Bishlam has to be like Shlamim. My Niyu, what is like Shlamim? The Chur Bechol, it hasn't been the words, It has to only be a kov mamach leishlemim, which is nechlesh toyom v'lein echad. What are we talking about? Mind you, what other korban is like that? B'chol, the nechol a korban b'chol osam, the nechol a shloyom v'lein echad. V'may yosa, how would I know b'chol, but how would I know also have the same alecha a korban shlemim, without the extra abuyim? Eve, a mamatzinu, is time for a mamatzinu, just as we find that korban shlemim is an isatumah. Who had in the use of Tumma would apply to Bechor also, he could have Mifrach, no, we could ask the question, he could have Mifrach, now we shlem him, shein tum and semicho and esachim, or tumu face, or kov mishlem has special letters to it, you need a tum, semicho, the yon has to put his head on top of the head, or esachim, you have to bring a mincha and yayin with it, or tumu face, you have to lift up, you and the crane together, the chazor, the sheikh. So, and Bechor does not these things, and rather, miyim ha'ochol, yiyachol, from this devil word of eating many korban that you can eat for 2 days. Hani trei kloli, v'smichi ha-dodin inu. These kolim, these two kolim, are one next to another. In other words, me ma'achi yochel, say two kolim. So a klal, a prat, a klal, I'll be mad anything like the prat. So that's what even the Bechor also. So that's the question, no, hani trei kloli, v'smichi ha-dodin inu. Like we don't have a klal, then a prat, then a klal, but we have two klalim first and then a prat later. So maybe that's not like a klal, a prat, a klal. So maybe you can't even be mad by Bechor. So the answer is no. Or my rebbe, could the young my rebbe, the first man of Israel, that komokim shatim meitzi, shnei klalis, has mukhav zonah, then it's time to find two klalis, one next to another, hit the prat the name. The din is supposed to put a prat between them, the din, you make a din, the klal, a prat, when down the material halacha of a klal uprat. That's why I would have thought to say it's a klal uprat, the klal has to be something like the prat, which is nechol shnei yomim. So I would have thought to say only to remind the Bechor and nothing else. Tamlem, that's what the extra pesuk of Zevach Hashem Magdishim we had before, the extra pesuk to remind that all kabbonis have the use of tumor on them. They learn how to have the nice supplies to all kabbonis, and then oven for nice, or the use of people lost supplies to all kabbonis. Then Ad Shani Marde, Lug Shem and Shem Mitzvah, that's also included. Her man, who is this place to go like? Rabbi Meir, he goes like Rabbi Meir, the Adnan Mishnah, the Tanya, we read before. Lug Shem and Shem Mitzvah, Rech Yav Mer Mishnah Pigol. Dear Rabbi Meir, yes, if you make Pigol, Machshav is Pigol, when you bring the Korban Oshel of a Mitzvah, so Rabbi Meir, the Shem and Shem Mitzvah, Chal, he is a Pigol. If so, I must say, what does it say? O Moitzi Ani Minchas Nesachim, the Minchas Nesachim V'yadam, that there's no Issa Pigul upon the Minchas Masachim. So who does that go across to the Rabbanim? It only goes across to the Rabbanim. Not like Rabbi Meir, so it's a steer of them. The time you learned. Nischei Behemem, the Masach that comes with the Behemah. Meaning the Minchi you bring with the Behemem. And that's the Yayim, Chayav Malay Mishun Pigul. Why the Fnei Shadam has Rabbi Matthew in the Korav, people Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir says yes, if you make a Mashabbos Pigul upon the Korban, and this Korban has that Nesachim, a Mincha, a Yayin, it's Chal Nes a Pigul upon the Yayin of the Mincha. Om Lulei, Sechon Zabat V'meya, V'aloi Odo Mevi Yazivcho Hayim, or Nesachov Mikan Arasa Yomim. But the Loch is, you're allowed to bring the Korban today, and bring the Nesachov first in 10 days from now. So if so, it's not completely a matter, it could be brought by itself. So even though it's Chal Pigul upon the Korban, it's not Chal Pigul upon the Masachim. Omelhem, so the Meir said back, Afani lo yamati le bebrein im azavach. I also only said that it's Chal Nes the Pigul upon the Masachim, if you bring it at the same time you bring the Zavach. But I call upon him, when you bring the Zavach and the Masachim together, when you have a Machshavah's Pigul upon the Korban, it's Chal Pigul on the Masachim. It's Chal Pigul on the Mincha. So it's not like the Braisa, so it's a steal on the Braisa. The Reisha goes like Rabbi Meir, and the same with another Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says, Hormani Rabbi, and Echnam, this Braisa goes according to Rabbi. The Yom that Rabbi holds, Luke Shem and Shem Mitzera, Mat Nesav, Sholei, and Echnami. The Luke Shem, and there is a matter to it. The Mat Nesav, it's what's matter it. Omida Mat Nesav, Sholei, Mat Nesav, Mephagolei. Who are then its Matonos, could also make pigle. So in other words, really this shita Rabbi holds like the Rabbanim, that there's no din pigle upon the Masachim. And who are then really the Dama Hashem, the Shemin of the Mitzvah, it's not pigle because of the Dam of the Korban, but rather becomes pigle within its own Matnesa, but the Shemin itself, First you have to put seven times on the preches, and then you first put it onto the mitzvah. So those first seven hazeres you make on the preches, that's the matir of the shemen itself to put it onto the mitzvah. Therefore it's called matnos mefagilei. Since the first matanos, you put the shemen on the preches, that's what's matir to make the next hazeres on the mitzvah. Therefore you can make pigel b'shach the first hazeres. The Talmud read like this, Luke Shemin Shemit Sarah. Mayalin Bay, there's no Salim upon the Shemin, Ach Yizrak Adam, until you first make the Zikat Adam of the Korban Hashem. Yizrak Adam, once you make the Zikat Adam, then the Lach is, Loinenin Bloy Mayalin, and Allah Av Hano, Midirabonin, but there's no Salim up Midiraisa, because the Dam is like Mata the Besser. Rebbe Yamino Mayalin, no, there's still no Salim. The Zikat Adam does not help at all for the Shemin. The Shemin still has Kishu on it. Until you first put the seven matanos upon the preches. That's what takes off the yisimila from the shemen. So you see, its own matanos is what matter it. The shemen, they both agree though, shasta bachina starts to teach the shemen, achit and matan sheva, or matan bainus. That's where you first make the seven azeis, and then put the matanos on the hands of the mitzvah. Therefore, there's no steam in the brayis, so the brayis goes according to Rebbe. Amir Rabban, Amir Kaim and Rabbi Yemiya, they said over the top in front of Rabbi Yemiya, Omar Gazra Rabba, Rabbi Yosef, Leimiki, I know there's a pastor of a great person like Rabbi Yosef, should give such an answer like this, Harei Lug, Habavis Meyatsmei, Lakuni Yalma Matmeisab Shorelei, Leimu Fadlei, how could you say this? When you bring Shemin by itself, that Pshita there, what's matter is only its own matinus. It's all not nice, it's what's matter it. And still, we'll soon see, there's no big pickle. So how could you tell me now, but a regular mitzvah, when he brings his korban oshim, and then he has the shemen, what's matter it is only the shemen itself, and therefore it's chal pickle, here we see it's not chal pickle. And like Rashi explains, the Talmud now where the mitzvah brings his korban oshim today, and he brings the milk tomorrow. So if it brings the shemen tomorrow, for sure the only thing that's matter that shemen is only its own matnesef. And still we see from the mefagmilim. The Talmud read like this: Lug shemen shem mitzera. This lug that the mitzera brings. Chayev melam mishum pigel b'fnei shedam matirei rebeholos tivu rebi meyer. That the meyer says yes, there is a din pigel upon the shemen. Why? Because what's matter to put the shemen on the beholos of the mitzera? The matan dam, that's first you have to put the dam, and then you put the shemen on top of the dam. Rashi says, Shadam Moshem Mefaglen. Fiatopi, show you no more Vian Yacha, so you need to make you bring it in 10 days from now. But still, if you bring it right now, the title makes bigger, different Rabbi Meir. Only remember, I must have come to that for Meir Roy. But my other Mavi Yashom Achshav, for Nid Mikan that are so Yemen. Mitzvah could bring his korban oshim today, and Luke Shemin could bring it 10 days from now. His son, Mechura, the dam, is not what's being matter, the Shemin. So why is the chal pigel upon the Shemin? Omar Lehens, or Meir said back to Chomim, Afani Leimat, even when I said first, so when did I say that chal pigel upon the Shemin and the Baburim Oshim? Only when the Shemin is coming at the same time as the korban oshim. They only say if the shaft is weakened, the avoid of the korban oshim. Yet in mind the machshav is pigul, the tchal pigul in the korban. Who are the tchal pigul upon the shemen? But now when you bring the shemen by itself, so here you see when you bring the shemen by itself, even though its own matzneisov is matter it, still it's not tchal pigul. So how could you tell me before that by the shemen its own matzneisov is matter it is pigul? Samar says. And rather, Amar Rav Yimiya, Liyom and Rabbi Meihi. You know the Brayis before goes to quote Rabbi Meir. The Sami Mikam Nesachim Enechnami. Take out of it Nesachim. That though we say there's pigul by the Shemin Shematzera, Avad it means the Shemin Shematzera that's coming with the Korban Oshim at the same time. And since it's brought at the same time, therefore we say the Dam is like Matarit, therefore the Dam can make pigul. I said Nesachim here, and Meir said Nesachim has become pigul, Enechnami. Take out the word Nesachim. Nesachim by itself does not become a pigul. Omer Abaye says back no. You do not have to take out of this brayso the loch of Nesachim of the mincha or the yain that's brought. the tone and all like this better. Look habo imoshem. Just like you're saying by the look shemen. One is a chal pigul, one is brought with the korban oshem. So I'll tell you the same thing. Ruah din le nesochim. Habo im azavach. That only means the nesochim was brought with its korban. The shah should bring the korban, then you bring the milch right after it, or the yayin. That's when chal pigul upon the nesochim. Where the tone, then the bride learns. The nesochim are brought with niyatzman. That's going to be Nesachim is brought by itself a day later. It's not going to not have tickle upon the Nesachim. And there have been the same halacha twice, and look at Bebe Shnei Atzmei. Also, that's not have tickle. So there is no stira. And since when they come by themselves, there's no matir into them, and Echmani, therefore, there's no din tickle. Then the Mishnah says, Chat is safe, then the matir is the same Echanim. A chat is safe, and the mate is weaker for them by it, that's the matter of the best Echanim. How do we know this? Rashi says the chatz is safe mechelis. How do we know that's the law of the chatz is safe? The Tani Levi, the Levi learned, the pasuk says, "Kol korbanem klorabes lukshem and shalmatera." Rashi says, "Gabi seida matanas kuna shneim liyaron ala seida pashes the korech." The zayin lechod says all the matanas kuna he gives. So that's the kasha kadosh and techlanu kadosh lehaki kol kodu. That we might give to the Kanim means anything. The Rabbi swat, even the Luke Shem and Shem Atzeriah, even that is Nechol to the Kanim. Because like this, because otherwise, Sakut, the Chemin Rav, that's what they say, Minesh Kosov Achmona. When do we give Matnas Kuna only something that is in the, that's burnt on the Mizbeach? The rest of it goes to Kanim. For how not, Mesa Mineshu, Mashenkin, the Luke Shem and Shem Atzeriah, that nothing goes on the fire. So maybe the leftover of it does not go to the Kohen, Kamash Milan, that even this goes to the Kohen. So for sure, Chat the safe, that for sure, that goes to the Kohen. Then the Dasher and Tosser, it says, the Chol Minchesom, Le Rabbis Minchesayla. The Minchesayla also is Necha to the Kohen. A Minchas HaKnes, when the Saita brings a Mincha, the leftover of the Shrine goes to the Kohen. We need a special Tosser, because otherwise, Sakut, that the Chaminach, I would have thought to say, the Yochlu Eisa Mashakipa Behem, the Pasuk says, that the Kohanim eat something that's left over from a Kapora, something that was brought for Kapora. I would have thought that the Mincha Seyma will have to ask you, Mincha Seyma is only coming to be Matur, it's not coming for Kapora, it's only be coming to be Matur, Chodesh, in the Medina. Or Mincha Kimer, it's not for the sake to bring the Mincha, Levar Rowan Kost is only coming to see if she really had this Nisanat, it's not coming for Kapora. So I would have thought to say maybe the Kohanim cannot eat from it. Kamash von Lastachid is the Chomun Chaisam, even the Minchas Eim and the Minchas Kinois. Then the Pratis says the Chor Chat Chaisam, the Rabbis Chat Esaif. Even Marbe Chat Esaif also goes to the Kohanim. Because otherwise, Sakotah the Chaminach Mevenli, I would have thought to say Chat Esaif, listen, the Shechita was not done to it, only in Malika. So by regular Chumim, if you make a Malika, it's a Mevenla. So I would have thought to say, even though the Avodah Sakotchim is to make a Malika with the hand to cut the neck, but maybe it's not Mater Bachino. Kamashmuan, yes, that the Kotchim, this is sort of like a Shechita, that the Kohanim are allowed to eat from the Chat Esaif. Surely this is the Maskonot that Rashi learned before, that the Kashi was Mnon Emili, that a Chat Esaif is Nechel, when you hear the Iker Joshua. But a Chol Chat Osom is Rabbis Chat Esaif. Then we dash in a chol Hashemem, the rabbis Oshem Mitzayra, the Hashem Mitzayra. Also, the boss that goes to Kohanim. Because otherwise, Sakut, the Chemin Ha'avra thought to say, Lahach Shekrosi, these things are not coming for Kapara, it's only coming to be Machsha, the person, for letting become Torah, to let the Mitzayra, the Mitzayra, become Torah. Kamash Milan, for the Gemara Oshem Mitzayra, the Hedik Sivdei, it says, clearly in the Pasha of Oshem Mitzayra, it says, the Nechal, so what do you need a Chiddush for? And a rabbi, the Ikud Rosh is, the rabbish Oshem Nazir, Koshem Mitzayra, the Ikud Chiddush is, that an Oshem Nazir has the same look like an Oshem Mitzayra, that the leftover is Nechol Mekanim. Now we die, Hashem, the Pesach says, Asher Yoshivu, Zegezel Agir, Lechohu, that you stole from a girl, the Lechohu is, if you swore false, and then later you made her, the Lechohu is, you have to go back to Kerem V'chonish, and bring a Korban Oshem. So let's say you stole from a girl, and let's say there's no Yoshim, the girl died, so you have nobody to pay back the money to. So Lechohu is supposed to pay back to a Kohen. So that's Shalachohu, Shalachohu Hei, Nizafim Lekadosh Bayez Eesha. So Kohen could use this money now, even to marry your wife with it. because it's his money completely. Tanya Reb Lezrei Mishum Reb Yosi Haglili Pigul V'Dever Nasa V'Chutz Pigul. If you make pigul on something that's done outside the avodah v'chutz, it's pigul. But v'Dever Nasa B'Fnim, no pigul. If you have the machshavas pigul and an avodah is supposed to be done b'Fnim, this is not called pigul. What does he mean to say? Soon explain. Kate said, "Ho yoyim v'chutz, the kohen is standing outside." The Yom, he says like this, "Hareini sheichit, I'm shechting this even the chatas atanim." Lahav reis midam ala mocha. But I have mind to make Hazreis Adam tomorrow, no pigul, that's not called pigul. Why? Shemachshava b'chutz, b'dover nasa b'smin. Since the Hazreis of the chata satanim is done inside the Kodesh, so it's not called pigul. Since you're outside, b'shash chit is done outside, and already take the dam inside. So b'shash you're outside, you have a machshava satanim, that does not make pigul. What's going to be why? Why under b'smin, when the Kohen was making the Hazreis inside? The Yomni said then, Hareini Mazda Amanas Lahakta Emunim. I have in mind now to make these Zerikas, Amanas to burn the Emunim tomorrow, or else Lishbech Shrine Lamacho, to pour the shrine tomorrow on the Mizbech Achitzain. And the Emunim, the burning of the Emunim, and the shrine goes on the Mizbech Achitzain. So here the Kohen is inside, and he's thinking about doing an Avodah of Chutz tomorrow. Again, let Pigul, it's not called Pigul. Shemach Shogu Bismim, the devil not to the fish.
All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.
You're holding Kamat by Menhei, this is more, dropping more before. Again, let's come on, that's Mendel, and there's words again that Reb Yosi said over. That they said over, Reb Lezer remember Reb Yosi really, that what is the Chal Pigul on the Chatas Atanim? Only if you have the Machshav of the Shash to make the Shechita Bachutz to do an Avoid Bachutz. That the Chatas Atanim, the Zrikis Adam, the Zoysadam Adam, Bifnim. But the burning of the Emurim, the Shrayim, is done Bachutz. So it's only Chal Pigul if the Shash to do an Avoid Bachutz and if the Shash to make the Shechita, you have in mind to make the Emurim or the Shrayim tomorrow. But if the Shash you make in the Shechit, you have a mind to make the Azois tomorrow. Or the Shash you do the Azois Bifnim, you have a mind to make the Shrine tomorrow, there it's not Chal Pigul. Because you have to have the Avoid Bachutz and the Machshav Bachutz. Tell me more, says now, up to 6 lines down from the bottom, Omer of Yeshua Levi, Micro, where's the plastic for this? But it says, Kasher Yuram, Mishor Zavach HaShlomim. That the Loch of Pigul, the learning out, from the Parsha of Shlomim. Rashi says, Kasha Yurim, Bapar Koyim Mashiach, Ksiv, Parsha Semurim. So who is, V'chimam Lomadnu Mishor Zavach HaShlomim, what are we learning out? Here it's the power that Koyim Godel brings, so what are we learning this out from the Koyim Shlomim? Elamakish, Par Koyim Mashiach, Mishor Zavach HaShlomim, comes to make a Hekish, to the Machshavos of Tigol, by Chatas HaPnin, to the Shor Zavach HaShlomim. Ma shor zevach shlomim regel kol shlomim ad shiye meisav umach shavoy samo zevach hitzoyin v'yonu mach shavis pigul you could have by a kol shlomim is if you have in mind b'shas navoy de bachutz on an achila bachutz is av par koy mashiach the same thing the special par that can go to bring the par panim when is the chal nis the pigul upon it ad shiye mach shavoy sov umaitzav on zevach hitzoyin but so you have the mach shavo and the maitzav both on Mizbech Achitzayim. That's the Tosek, that when is a Chal Pigul on a Chatas HaPnim, only if a Shah Shechit and Avoy the Bachutz, you have in mind to make an Achilo Bachutz. Now, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Abavuo, Omer Rav, Halokha Kareb Yelezer, take a Paschal at Reb Lezer, Shavim Mishum Reb Yosi. He says over the name of Reb Yosi. Now what? But we just learned that when is a Chal of Psol Pigul by the Chatas HaPnim, so only if you have the mind b'shash shchita to do an avoda of shirayim or emurim b'chutz. We take a paschal like this.